A Lenten devotional for April 9th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 to 17, and chapter 11, verses 27 to 32, by the Reverend Dr. Donald K. McKim. On Maundy Thursday, the church celebrates the Lord's Supper. The bread and wine offered by Jesus to all his disciples focuses on Jesus' death and the benefits of salvation given by the God of grace, who has loved us to the uttermost in Jesus Christ. In Christ's death, we are united with God in Christ and with each other by bonds of faith in the church. The bread and cup are a koinonia, a sharing of the body and blood of Christ. We, who are many, are one body as we share in this sacrament. We cultivate the unity which is ours in Christ, so that we do not eat and drink without discerning the body, which would thereby bring judgment. The Church's unity is grounded in Jesus Christ as God's gift of grace. Our discipleship as followers of Christ involves doing all we can to emphasize and enact this unity among Christian believers. The table of our Lord is where we find who we are and whose we are, and where we know most fully that we have sisters and brothers in Christ with whom we share the bread and wine. Ecumenical efforts in our churches are not options. They are necessities for us to live into the unity Christ brings. To turn away means we are discerning the body wrongly. Our commitment is to Christ in the church. We join together in the whole family of faith in praise and service to Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord Jesus Christ, you died to save us. You stretched your arms on the cross to embrace the world and gather us as your people in the church. We rejoice. May we share our lives with others who love you and with the world you love so deeply. Amen.